Radio Daily for a weekend eve and happy ripping day. That's an MP3 thing. I know you Pandora folk don't quite understand that, but that's really what we're listening to. Welcome to the 14th of July. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. And when I say we, I mean that sort of metaphorically, metaphysically, because honestly, I couldn't tell you where podcaster Bruce Siegfried is at this moment. I'm a little concerned. If anybody knows, by all means, send out the search party. That would be fantastic. So until that time, I was wrong yesterday when I said folks would be back. Today, again, it's just you and I, the wonderful Billy Flynn. Not the way I planned it. This date in 1850, James Harrison of Australia publicly demonstrates the process of making ice by refrigeration for the first time in history. No, you use a freezer. 1891, John T. Smith of Brooklyn, New York receives a patent for the first cork board. 1914, Dr. Robert H. Goddard of Worcester, Massachusetts receives a patent on the first liquid-fueled rocket, one using a mixture of liquid nitrous oxide and gasoline. 1963, the Soviet spacecraft Vostok 5 is launched into orbit. Cosmonaut Valery Bykovsky will set a new record for the endurance record for solo flight. 1965, the NASA Mariner 4 performs the first successful flyby of Mars, becoming the first spacecraft to return photographs of another planet from deep space. 1986, as a result of the nuclear testing held at Bikini Atoll in 46, SpongeBob SquarePants is born in Bikini Bottom. 1995, researchers at the Fraunhofer Institute for Integrated Circuits unanimously select MP3 as the file extension for the new digital audio encoding technology in a vote. During testing, the team had use of the .bit extension. Soon after the vote, MP3 would become the generally accepted acronym for the ISO standard MPEG Audio Layer 3, because MAL 3 is weird. Same day, Warner Brothers released the action film Under Siege 2, Dark Territory, directed by Jeff Murphy, starring Steven Seagal, Eric Bogosian, Katherine Heigl, and Morris Chestnut. And while, yes, a subway train goes to the Pentagon, an actual train does not. 1999, beginning at midnight, participating Hollywood video stores in the U.S. offer Sega Dreamcast video game systems for rent. Rentals require a $350 deposit. The only game initially available to rent is Sonic Adventure. 2000, 20th Century Fox releases the superhero action film X-Men, directed by Bryan Singer, starring Hugh Jackman, Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, Anna Paquin, and Halle Berry. A turning point for comic book movies. 2003, the United States government admits the existence of Area 51, so let's go storm it. 2005, two full days before its official release, chapter titles and major plot spoilers, the novel Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince are leaked to Usenet group alt.fun.harrypotter, triggering controversy. 2015, NASA's New Horizon probe performs the first flyby of Pluto and thus completes the initial survey of the solar system. Nice of them to include a dwarf planet. Birthdays: Matthew Fox is 56 from Party of Five, Lost, Speed Racer, World War Z. Jackie Earl Haley is 61 from Bad News Bears, Watchmen, Preacher, The Tick. Kyle Gass is 62. You best know him as part of The D, Baby, Tenacious D. Eric Lonneville is 70 from The Omega Man, Black Belt Jones, Death Wish, Love at First Bite, and St. Elsewhere. Nancy Olsen is 94, The Absent-Minded Professor, Son of Flubber, as well as the disaster film Airport, 1975. No longer with us, born in the state in 1894, Dave Fleischer, co-owner of Fleischer Studios, with his older brother Max. 1910, William Hanna, American animator, director, producer, and actor, co-founded Hanna-Barbera. 1926, Harry Dean Stanton, The Godfather Part II, Alien, Escape from New York, Christine, Paris, Repo Man, Pretty in Pink, Last Temptation of Christ, Wild at Heart, The Straight Story, The Green Mile, Inland Empire, Twin Peaks, oh my god. 1927, Mike Esposito drew The Amazing Spider-Man and Wonder Woman. His drawing of Wonder Woman appears on a 2006 U.S. stamp. He was inducted into the Will Eisner Comic Book Hall of Fame in 2007. Tonight on the Tube, CBS got a rerun of Young Sheldon, United States of Al, AI Ghost, Be Positive, and Bull, ABC, I'm Not Crying, You're Crying, Part 2, on a new Pressure Luck, a game show for everyone except your Aunt Sheila on a new Generation Gap. NBC's got Law & Order, Law & Order SVU, Law & Order OCK. Fox has a rerun of MasterChef, a rerun of Welcome to Flash, so I guess it has not been canceled. CW's got a rerun of Walker, rerun of The Flash. Freeform, Davey Has Trouble, Difficult Time, Homeschooling Elliot, Allison Sumi, Spend Time, on various TikTok challenges, Joaquin searches for Jenna with help, Mariana, Luca moves into the Cotillier, Isabella crosses a big line with Gail, and anew, Good Trouble, which I misspelled as God Trouble, which is probably a better show. Bravo, the guys prepare for a barbecue and drama among the group and it begins to heat up. Craig asks Paige for advice on how to make amends with Austin. Austin learns some surprising news about Madison that occupies his full attention. And there's bonus features on a new Southern Charm. Bonus features? FX. Chase and Zoe enter the lion's den as Harper ends one partnership and begins another on a new The Old Man. FXX, your Simpsons marathon's got My Way or the Highway to Heaven. Okay, Now Museum, Now You Don't. Ah, look at there. FXM, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. It's kind of like community service. BBC America's got 21 Jump Street. Sci-Fi is showing Jaws, The Shallows, and then to make up for it, they're showing Jaws again. TBS has a new Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. TNT, two reruns of Harley Quinn, edited like mad. But we'll be watching the Lifetime Movie Network when an interior decorator meets a handsome benefactor and entrepreneur. She compromises the values and morals that should guide her in an effort to be part of the moneyed world she so desperately wants to be a part of. Monique Coman, Nathan White star in Greed, a seven deadly sins story.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update.
Chad doesn't think Stefan can handle the very important funeral that needs to be put on, but he decides to build up Stefan's confidence by showing off some of his paintings. Stefan does think he needs help. I mean, he knows often it takes two. He will follow the protocol, but maybe he should just see this as the role of a lifetime. Hashtag champion. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
I mean, entries into the Chad and Abby contest, nine correct and, so many that are wrong because, wow, this one's not the easiest for folks. As far as regular letter writers go, maybe PRS took them with them. Hey, are you guys setting up a big surprise party for me? Is that what's going on? If you've got any idea, by all means, won't you let me know? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com or, of course, a voicemail or text message. You need the magic numbers of
510-GRD-CURL.
Just be careful jumping out. I've got, like, karate skills.
Get the full spectrum of electronic selection at Tiger Squawk Records. TigerSquawkRecords.bandcamp.com, Facebook.com/TigerSquawkRecords. Industrial, goth, electronic rock, EBM, EDM, IDM, experimental and noise. Spanning the globe direct to your earlobe, it's the record label with jumper cables, Tiger Squawk Records. TigerSquawkRecords.bandcamp.com, Facebook.com/TigerSquawkRecords.
This is Tom O'Pennicott talking, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
I like that he so politely introduced himself. That was really cool. Thanks, Tim. That was awesome.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Clodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
As will happen, new in gaming this week, Eyes in the Dark, the curious case of one Victoria Bloom, a roguelite platformer from developer Under the Stairs and Gearbox Publishing for the PC. Escape Academy, an adventure puzzle game where players are sent to a specialist school to train as, wait for it, Escapist for the PC. Fight of Steel. Infinity Warrior, Digital Crafter's fourth Fight of game, focuses on original character robots, story, and customization for the PC. Dragon Saber, after story of Dragon Spirit, a vertical shoot-em-up featuring Dragon Protagonist, the sequel to Namco's earlier game Dragon Spirit for the Switch and PS4. Alice Sisters, the follow-up to Alice's Mom Rescue for the Sega Mega Drive and Genesis. Yep, the Genesis. Inling, a side-scrolling adventure game where you guide the last fox on Earth and her cubs to safety for the PC. Shapebreaker, tower defense deck builder, a fusion of tower defense games and roguelike deck builders. Use your cards to build towers and upgrade them in unique ways for the PC. And of course, Power Wash Simulator. Clean surfaces with a pressure washer, just like you've always wanted to do. Now for the PC.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Thanks, Courtney. Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The first DLC update for Evil Dead the Game arrived yesterday with the Army of Darkness-based Castle Gandalf map, and the Army of Darkness map is free to all players. And Tim Willititititis from Saber Interactive teased recently that additional content is also being added with that same update, which I'm hoping means that maybe I get a boomstick? Boss Team Games and Saber Interactive's Evil Dead the Game feature single-player and co-op gameplay promising to be the ultimate Evil Dead experience in the world of video games. Several characters from the movies and TV series are playable in the game at launch, along with four different versions of Deadite slaying horror hero Ash Williams, but can I play as his hand? Come on! Whoa! What about Mr. Fancy Pants? In the game, work together as a team of four survivors, exploring, looting, crafting, managing your fear, finding key artifacts to seal the breach between worlds, or take control of the powerful Kandarian demon to hunt Ash and his friends while possessing Deadites, the environment, and even the survivors themselves as you seek to swallow their souls! Honey, you got real ugly. This update makes an already crazy game even more insane, and what could they even do to top it? But, hey... maybe get the comic rights and do some crossovers, huh? Huh? Some Evil Dead slash Army of Darkness with Reanimator, Darkman, or Marvel Zombies? That would be groovy. When the customary message promising that Thor would return popped up at the end of Thor: Love and Thunder's credits, spoilers, no one was more surprised than its director. In an interview, Taika Waititi said it was a surprise when the note appeared, and he wasn't the only one either. Chris Hemsworth apparently wasn't expecting it either, which means they both currently do not have a contract. So, guys, this is a good time to renegotiate. It's common for Marvel Cinematic Universe directors to get a wide latitude to execute on whatever concept they've handed, but to also be kept relatively in the dark about long-term plans for the franchise. On the other hand, Waititi has been something of a steward for Thor ever since the very popular Thor Ragnarok. I mean, fortunately, he is mighty. Would he return, though, for a hypothetical Thor 5? Now, I don't know what we would do next, Waititi admits. I would definitely do one, but only if Chris did it. But it would need to be something surprising, unexpected for me to want to do it. Like, what would be the new take? The battles and all the fighting is fine, but I want something that feels unexpected when it comes to the story. Like, making just a $5 million movie with no fighting at all, just like Thor on a road trip. Like Nebraska. No! Damn it! Here is where we can finally turn him into a frog! Think, man! Waititi has been contemplative when it comes to Thor's character of late, admitting that the latest iteration isn't necessarily what fans would want, and his theoretical road trip movie sounds like an extension of that thinking. I mean, nevertheless, with so many of the original Avengers out of the picture, Thor is arguably one of the foremost heroes in the MCU, even with the somewhat mixed reaction to Thor: Love and Thunder. It seems a given that Thor will return at some point, if only as a cameo, in the next big crossover film. But honestly, you know what you need to do? A buddy film with him and Howard the Duck. The first round of casting for the next season of Documentary Now is complete. Cate Blanchett, Jamie Dimitrou, Tristan Gravel, Jonathan Pryce, Two Popes the Crown, John Rhys-Davies, and Harriet Walter, along with singer Tom Jones, in the comedy series. That's the casting? I guess it's not unusual. Created by Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, Seth Meyers, and Rhys Thomas, and hosted by Dame Helen Mirren, known for lovingly playing homage to the world of documentaries, 6 all-new episodes of Documentary Now, Season 53, set to air on IFC and AMC Plus the fall of 2022. It's produced by Lorne Michaels with Broadway Video. And wow, I mean, do you remember what it was like when they debuted 53 years ago, doing documentaries on hippies, the Beatles' last appearance, Bryan Adams getting his guitar? Do the math! The synopsis of the three episodes are out, and here's a breakdown. Two hairdressers in Bagleyport would star Cate Blanchett and Harriet Walter, who pay homage to fashion documentaries. And I'm sure I can think of one. How They Threw Rocks will feature Welsh actors Tristan Gravel, Jonathan Pryce, and John Rhys-Davies, as well as legendary Welsh singer Tom Jones. In the vein of When We Were Kings and other great explorations of sport, the episode chronicles the Welsh sport of Craig Mays, also known as Field Rock. Is that Field Rock, man? Then turn it up. My Monkey Grifter will be helmed by actor Jamie Dimitrou from The After Party. Drawing inspiration from My Octopus Teacher, the episode follows Benjamin Clay Dimitrou, a filmmaker who forms a deep emotional and financially taxing relationship with a monkey who may have ulterior motives. Fred Armisen also joins as Detective Blakely. Now, that sounds fantastic, but I just want to know, when are they going to do a documentary about making the documentaries? Switcheroo! The first batch of James Webb Space Telescope photos released by NASA usher in a new era of discovery as the powerful new tool comes fully online. The $10 billion observatory is tasked with revealing the process that govern our universe. from how stars formed to how the earliest galaxies evolved, and why some galaxies never seem to evolve. The photos released on Monday and Tuesday show off star formation within the Carina Nebula, a giant planet's atmosphere cluster of galaxies, one of the deepest photos of the universe ever taken in a planetary nebula. The deep field photo revealed on Monday by President Biden contains galaxies as they looked more than 13 billion years ago, not long after the Big Bang. And yes, 13 billion is a much larger number than 4,000. The JWST looks out into the universe in infrared light, allowing it to cut through dust and that obscures the photos taken in optical wavelengths. This allows the telescope to see galaxies that are further away and further back in time in order to piece together how the earliest galaxies formed after the Big Bang. So can we use this tech to look back in time and see who Jack the Ripper was? I really want to know. Astronomers are also calling on NASA to rename the observatory, saying that former NASA Administrator James Webb had a hand in ousting LGBTQ plus employees from their federal jobs in the 1950s and 1960s. Or maybe we use it to look back in time and see what gay things James Webb was doing, since most homophobes operate that way. Social commentary. Chris Hemsworth respected Natalie Portman's vegan diet when it came time for the two of them to kiss while filming Thor: Love and Thunder. The Black Swan Oscar winner revealed that Hemsworth temporarily took a break from eating meat on the day of their kiss. Now, meat makes up a lot of Hemsworth's diet when he's bulking up to play the God of Thunder. But, you know, let's be honest, she's not vegan if she let him slip her the tongue. Portman's Love and Thunder co-star Tessa Thompson added, "I didn't even know he could go without eating meat. He's just like eating bison in the morning. That's so sweet. You know, I've heard that he really likes bacon-wrapped bacon. That's delicious." Hemsworth's taking a mental break isn't the only fun tidbit Portman had revealed on her... No. Hemsworth taking a meat break is not the only fun tidbit that Portman revealed on her press tour for Thor: Love and Thunder. She also said that she filmed one of the movie's most visually striking scenes in the parking lot of a Best Buy. "There's one scene, there's one of the most visually beautiful scenes I've seen on film, and we shot it in real life in a Best Buy parking lot. It's so wild to be on the size of the movie, and we were literally in a parking lot with a blue screen doing this really dramatic thing, and it looks so stunning on film, but every time I see it, I'm like, that's a Best Buy parking lot." God, thousands of possibilities. Get yours. Portman also shot a ton of material for Thor: Love and Thunder that she loved, but director Taika Waititi left a majority of it on the cutting room floor. She said there were whole sequences, planets, characters, worlds that didn't end up in the movie that were hilarious and amazing, and we spent a lot of time and energy on, and certainly the entire crew also designing and conceiving. It's just amazing how much great material is not in the film, considering how much great material there is. But in fairness, the goat's got some extra time. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekcritterdaily.com. Always a good time for you and yours. Hey, seriously, if anyone knows where anyone is... Wait, am I alone? Is this a Last Man on Earth thing? I have not opened a door. Oh my God. If you're out there, send a message. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, a voicemail, text message. You need these magical numbers.
510-GRD.
I'll see you tomorrow? Hopefully.
See you around, super honky.
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
Good night, suckers.
That was the most extraordinary thing I have seen in my entire life.
I've been conducting an experiment. I'm sorry to report the results aren't good.
What have you done?
We were lied to. All along. Lies.
Odin, you have experienced a terrible loss. Your entire family gone. Let God help you.
Oh, yeah, good. You and God can help me with the question. Something that's been consternating me all night. Which is my daughter? Which is the cow? Exactly. There is no difference. It's all meat. I've looked, there's nothing else. There's no spirit. There's no... so there's nothing.
Odin, you need to let the people know.
You need to stand in that church, and you need to denounce them. You need to shout. You need to scream. You need to spread the word. Okay, preacher? You need to denounce him!
Enough.
John Custer!